For today's High Peak Viewpoint, I'm talking to Professor Malcolm Bennett from the University of Nottingham about a new survey scientists are carrying out to look for evidence of tuberculosis in badgers that have been killed on the roads. Hi, Malcolm, how are you?
Hi.
Tell us about this survey and why it's being carried out.
Well, I expect most people know about the TB epidemic that's occurring in cattle and the role of badgers in that, at least in the really strongly epidemic areas in the southwest of England, for example. But that epidemic's been expanding in cattle northwards and a little bit to the east. And what nobody knows is whether or not badgers might be involved in that expansion. So is the epidemic spreading further out because it's spreading in cows, or is it spreading in cattle, or is it spreading in both? So we thought it would be useful, and DEFRA agreed with us, to try and find out whether or not badgers in what are called the edge counties have TB. And we're doing that by looking at roadkill badgers, so because we don't want to hurt any badgers in trying to find out the answer to that question.
And tell us about the survey you carried out in 2014 with the Cheshire Tuberculosis Eradication Group. And how that's led to this?
Yes, so the new study is based on a pilot study that we did in Cheshire a few years ago, which came about through stakeholders, which I not a word I particularly like, but people who are interested. So it was a group of farmers and vets and badger groups and Cheshire Wildlife Trust all got together, and we asked this same question about why was TB spreading into Cheshire, and did badgers have anything to do with it? So we decided, for the reasons I've already said, really, to look at badgers which are being killed on the roads and really see whether that was a good way of finding out whether or not badgers more generally were infected. And we found quite a bit of TB in those badgers spread out all over the county. So off the back of that, DEFRA thought it would be a good idea to look at all the other edge counties, and that's the big survey we're starting now.
It's a really good way to look further into how tuberculosis could be spreading. Otherwise, to look at these badgers that have been killed on the road, so they've not been killed for nothing. They're going towards a cause.
That's right, and actually, people have used road-killed animals for surveys of other diseases in the past. There are all kinds of biases in there, as you can imagine, because you can't look at the badgers which are run over on a motorway because you can't pick them up, and you're very much dependent on people being interested enough to collect those badgers for you, because we don't have the money to go around and pick them up over such a large area.
So you'll be relying on stakeholders to collect these badgers?
Yes, that's right. So as in the Cheshire study, we're talking to wildlife trusts, we're talking to the NFU, we're talking to other farmer groups, we're talking to badger groups and other charities. What we don't really want to do is just send anybody out to collect badgers for us, because we need them in the right kind of state so that we can do a full post-mortem and try and grow the bacteria from them. But we also want to make sure that people do it safely. Obviously, if the badger's been run over, it's probably because it's a bit of dangerous road, and we don't want people getting run over picking up the badgers. We also don't want them catching TB or any other kinds of diseases from the badgers. So we have special kits that we give out to groups after we've talked to them about the dangers that are involved and a bit about the study, so that we want reasonably fresh badgers as well. The edge counties, which is where we're looking for TB in the badgers, are Cheshire, Derbyshire, Nottinghamshire, Leicestershire, Warwickshire and Northamptonshire. So we've got quite a bit on our plate collecting badgers for all of those areas. And I need 100 badgers by this time next year from each one of those counties.
Okay, good stuff. Malcolm, thank you so much for taking your time out to talk to us today.
Okay, thank you very much.